You're listening to the audio production of Feisty and Feminine, A Rallying Cry for Conservative Women by Penny Young Nance, published by Zondervan and read by Jamie Paul.
Feisty and Feminine, A Rallying Cry for Conservative Women by Penny Young Nance. Chapter 1. Feminine conservatives face an Esther moment. I had forgotten what it feels like. For the past several years, I have been fortunate to be surrounded by like-minded people in my job, church, and social life. By like-minded, I mean thinking, compassionate, conservative people of faith. Because of my support for Israel and religious freedom, I have some less conservative friends and some friends of different faiths, but true political liberals have been out of my orbit except as opponents on TV debate segments. And the secret of those debate segments is that we are professionals and know better than to take things personally. It hasn't always been the case, but over the last 5 years, my life has been protected and insular. Boy, did I get a wake-up call when I attended my husband Will's annual work-related holiday party this year. It's a long drive from our house, but we faithfully dress up and attend every year in order to spend time with some nice people and their spouses, same-sex partners, or significant others. The hosts work hard and always create a beautiful party. This crowd of about 100 is typically made up of smart, successful people with a variety of religious and political perspectives. Like every other spouse at an office function, I try not to be insensitive. In fact, I try not to stand out at all. But let's face it, conservative women bother some liberals just by breathing, so I don't always succeed. All said, though, it's usually a nice evening, but not this year. This year, I found myself in a room full of people.